We have a guest joining us by phone this morning. Dr. Patricia Goodemote, the Cass County Health System Chief Medical Officer, joins us on the phone this morning. Doctor, thanks for your time.
Thank you. Thank you for inviting me.
Really appreciate it. I know there are a lot of medical issues we could discuss, but there's one that's been, well, front and center in the news lately, and that is the Ebola virus. And we want to talk a little bit about that. Now, here we are in a small community in rural Iowa. We haven't really seen anything, in this part of the country, but everyone is planning and preparing so that we don't have any kind of an issue. And you've been designated as the in-house Ebola coordinator for the Cass County Health System. Can you talk a little bit about how this all came about and what your duties would be?
Well, I have experience in 24 years in the military, and so I've done a lot of disaster preparedness and have had to get ready for these types of things because we do go to all different parts of the world. And so that's why I was asked to chair this committee. And unfortunately, there is a lot of misinformation about Ebola out there. And although the risk in this community is very small, we still think that we need to be prepared in case we were to get a person that had a potential exposure to Ebola or had Ebola here in this community. We want to make sure that, the patients in the area and also our healthcare providers are protected so that this does not spread.
Did you get feedback at all from the public when this started to be a big nationwide discussion?
We have. We've had some questions from the local community. They have asked what we're doing and if we're concerned about some of these things. And I have heard comments from patients in the hallway just about being nervous about Ebola, not necessarily here at Cass County Hospital, but just in general, they don't really know much about it.
Well, and that's really, I guess, where we are right now. Is that where you start, is with education?
Correct. And, we sent out a local press release, and really the thing is that you have to have exposure to somebody with symptoms of Ebola and in order to get Ebola. People are very concerned that they're going to sit down in a chair or, have casual contact with a person. And if later on the person ends up developing Ebola, then all of a sudden they're going to end up developing the Ebola virus. And that's actually not true. They actually have to be symptomatic. So there's a lot of concerns about flying on airplanes and things like that.
Well, we've seen healthcare professionals that have been infected, and I think that's maybe where some of that comes from, is that folks think that if it's so easy for folks who are in the healthcare field who try to take as many precautions as possible to get that, gee, what about us?
Well, if you think about it, there has actually been only one case of somebody coming from one of those endemic countries that was kind of an unknown, meaning we've had some other people in the United States. We've had two healthcare providers who took care of that patient, and we've also had some people who were helping as healthcare providers in those countries that have come back and they've had Ebola. But we've actually only had one case of somebody that didn't know that they potentially could have Ebola that had that, and that was down in Texas. And so probably a lot of people came into contact with that patient. But you have to realize that medical personnel have different contact with patients. Unfortunately, these people can have vomiting and diarrhea, and so we potentially have a lot higher exposure to bodily fluids from these patients than somebody else would. And because initially the people may not have taken as good of precautions, or when they were taking off their protective equipment, they may not have been as careful, that may have put them up to be more susceptible to getting the Ebola virus. We really haven't had, since the 12th of October was the last time that we had a healthcare person that actually came down with Ebola that took care of somebody here in the United States. And so a lot of the protective equipment that's being used in the hospital has really been a lot higher, too. And like I said, they have a much higher risk of contracting it because of the things that healthcare providers do with patients.
Yeah. You know, I've heard so much talked about in the national media about centers where, you know, not every hospital is ready to combat this if someone happens to walk in, and that there, maybe we should set up centers in different parts of the country where it's they specialize in this type of thing. And that's all well and good, but the local screening that can be done just to protect so that nothing like that actually walks into the hospital in the first place and it doesn't get to that point is what a lot of the hospitals have been starting to do now. And I know you guys have put together some protocol to deal with just some simple things when folks come to use the services.
Correct. Right now, if people are calling in for an acute appointment, meaning that they need to be seen at that time because of some illness, we are actually asking them if they've traveled to any of these places ahead of time before they come here. And then once they arrive, if they go to the Atlantic Medical Center or to the emergency room or to the outpatient clinic, then we are also screening them on arrival to try and make it so that we know right away if there is a potential for them to have Ebola, because obviously we're not doing, we don't know that they have Ebola. We just know that there is a potential if they have traveled to one of these places in the last 21 days, or if they have a fever or some of the symptoms, which are severe headache, muscle pain, vomiting, diarrhea, abdominal pain, or an unexplained hemorrhage or bleeding. And so if they have any of those things, then we have protocols in place to get this patient to an appropriate facility where they can be tested and they can also be treated if their initial testing comes back positive.
So people who may be experiencing any of these symptoms or may not be able to answer all those questions correctly, it's not like they're going to be denied health care.
They are not going to be denied health care, no. It's just that we don't have the facility to care for those patients here, and so we will be taking care of them while they're here, but the testing will be done at another facility, and also if they're needing health care, which most patients with that test positive for Ebola will, then that can be done at a place that is set up to care for a patient with Ebola.
Sure. Doctor, is there any connection at all mentally to the fact that this is kind of the beginning of the flu season and, you know, so many people start to suffer little bits of symptoms here and there with that type of the year, and then here we have this going on and, you know, some of the symptoms are similar and immediately people start to go to the worst case scenario?
I understand that, but, you know, if they haven't been to one of those areas, the likelihood of them contracting Ebola is basically so incredibly small, it's really next to none.
Well, I guess that's why we're starting to take care of all these local precautions and procedures now, is so that we can eliminate the possibility, hopefully completely, of any spread of something like this.
That's correct. And actually, there were five countries initially where we were concerned about travel from those countries, but two of those countries have actually been taken off the list because they have been able to contain it, and those two countries have not had any new outbreak or any new cases of Ebola in over 40 days, so they have been taken off of the list.
Well, something different, something new is always a little scary for people, isn't it?
Yes, definitely.
But as long as we know that the local healthcare professionals are taking care of all of the typical protocols that we need to do to make sure everyone is in good condition, then I guess we can all rest a little bit more, too, and make sure that we worry about other things, like going out and getting those flu shots.
Yes, definitely. People in this area need to be more concerned about the flu than they do about Ebola.
Very good. Doctor, thank you so much for your time here today. We certainly do appreciate that. And we'll keep in touch if anything happens to come up along the line where the public needs to be informed about any different protocols, procedures, things that they might run into when they use the local facility.
Yes. Jim, I am keeping updated on a regular basis, and if this does become a larger problem, I will be keeping the public informed about what other precautions we are taking.
Excellent. Dr. Patricia Goodemoat, she's the Chief Medical Officer at CCHS and also the in-house Ebola Coordinator. Thanks so much for your time today.
You have a good day, sir.